Let's, Bez Hashem B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Sibin Rav Yosef and Chaim Sibin Avraham. Today's daf is Erevin, daf Pe'alef. We are at the Mishnah at the bottom of Pe'am and Bey. Says the Mishnah, Bakol Ma'arvin U'mishtatvin. You are allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros out of any kind of food, Chutz Min Hamayim and Amelech Dev Rebbe Eliezer. You're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros out of or Shitufei Mavos, out of any kind of food except for water and salt, which are not considered to be legit food. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can't use any food. Kikar hu eruv, only a complete loaf of bread is an eruv. Vafil mafesa, even if you baked a massive loaf, uprusa, but it's only a piece of a loaf, ein ma'arvinba, you're not allowed to use it for eruv. Kikar kiisar, but even a tiny little loaf of bread, the size of a coin called an isar, a small coin, that would be enough. Rashi writes, this the Rabbi Yeshua says, that you could use a tiny loaf of bread the size of a small coin. That just means that that's the type of bread you could use. But we learned earlier that you need the size of a grogaris, of a dried fig, for each person. However, the Meiri disagrees. The Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam says this way as well, that this the Rabbi Yeshua says, that a loaf the size of a coin, it means that each person could give just a loaf the size of the coin. Grogaris, the dried fig, that's just for Shitufei Mevos. But for Eruv Chatzeros, you do not need such a big thing. It's enough to have bread the size of an Isser. Rabbi Yehonah's son writes that Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with the Tanakhama, who said you need a dried fig. And Rabbi Yeshua holds it's enough to have only a bread the size of an iser, as long as you have it whole, because he's machmir that it has to be a whole piece. Let's continue, says the Gemara.
Rabbi Billet opened the box of matzah to see if it has all whole pieces.
We're going to learn about that. We're going to see that in a second. It could be that as long as it started that way, it doesn't have to end that way. Let's see. And that's, I think, why they use matzah also and not bread, because they want it to remain. Also, the whole pieces, I think, Joe, is only a din by Eruv Chatzeros, but not by Shituvim Mavos. Also, I don't think we paskin this way. Let's see. Says Gemara, Tanina Chadazim, they asked the Gemara, why do we need this halacha a second time? We already learned it earlier. On Chavav and Mebez, that you could use any kind of a food by Erev Tchumen, by Kol Ma'arvin U'mishtatfin, and the assumption was not just Erev Tchumen, it's Erev Chatzeros also. By Kol Ma'arvin U'mishtatfin, Mishnah earlier on Chavav Amud Beis, by Kol Ma'arvin U'mishtatfin, Chutz HaNamayim HaMelech. We already had it one time. Answer the Gemara, Maraba La'afuke Midi Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah comes to Dafka exclude Rabbi Yeshua. Da'amar Kikar in Midi Achin Alo, that Rabbi Yeshua said, you need a complete whole loaf. Kamash Malon. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer has to argue over here also to say, no, it's not true. It means, and this that we said earlier, that was only, you might have thought if it only had the Mishnah earlier, that only by Be'erev Tchumen. And there, even Rabbi Shu admits that you don't need bread. So you need to repeat it here to show you that Rabbi Eliezer argues and Rabbi Shu says you don't just need bread. Ask the Gemara, it's not true. Esve Abaye. Abaye asks a question against this. How could you prove from this mission that Rabbi Eliezer argues in Rabbi Yeshua? And he holds that even by Rabbi Chatzeros, you're allowed to use even non-bread. But don't we have a brisa? Bakol Ma'arvin Rabbi Chatzeros, Bakol Mishtatfin Shetuvim Mavos. You could use anything. V'lo Amru La'ariv Bepas. Ella bechatzer bilvad. Bread is only by Eruve Chatzeros. What do you mean? You contradicted each other. Man sham slay to Omar pas in midir chin lo. Who's the opinion says only bread? Rabbi Yeshua. It's Rabbi Yeshua. Uktani bakol. And here it also says bakol. And it says only bread. So how do you have bakol and it's only bread? So the Gemara says, Alam Rav Rachana, this is what it means to say. La fuke. Says the Gemara, so Elam Rabba Barchan, this is the way you have to read the Mishnah. Lafuke midi Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Shlema in Prusa Lo. When Rabbi Eliezer says Bakol Ma'arvin, he's just trying to disagree with Rabbi Yeshua, who says that that Bakol means even a broken piece. I'm sorry, that Rabbi Yeshua says Shlema in Prusa Lo, that a broken piece you can't use. Kamash Malan, Rabbi Eliezer is coming to teach us that Bakol means even broken bread. Even broken bread. Now, the Gemara had different girsas over here. Because it's a little difficult to explain this way, right? Because the Mishnah says, Chutz min amayim amelach. I mean, that sounds like it means any kind of thing. But the Gemara says, no. It only means, he's only arguing. He said, he agrees you need bread, just you only need broken bread. I asked the Gemara, Prusa my time alone. Why does broken bread not work according to Rabbi Yeshua? I'm Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul. I'm a Rabbi Mishum Eva. The reason Rabbi Yeshua says you're not allowed to use broken bread is because we don't want fights. A guy will say, oh, I gave a whole loaf. I only gave a piece of a loaf. So people are going to start fighting in the Mavoi. Oh, I gave more than you. I'm a Rabbi Irvu Kulan Beprusos Mahu. What about if everybody does broken? So let everybody do broken. Even if on this time around, Eved does broken, maybe you'll join a different time, another Erev, and some guys will have whole ones, and some guys will have broken ones. So we don't want people using broken loaves. Now, the Rush in the Tor writes, this halacha only applies if everybody pays a portion of the Erev. But if one guy is mezakeh, if one guy buys the box of matzah, and he's mezakeh to everybody, then you can use a broken one, because there's only one loaf. So there's no fighting if there's only one loaf. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, nitla heimena kedei chalasa. So even though we learn that Rabbi Yeshua says you can't have a broken loaf, but if the broken loaf was only because you forgot to be mafresh chala when it was dough, so now you baked it, and you want to be mafresh chala after the baking, which the eved you're allowed to do. So if you break off a piece for chala purposes, that's okay. Ukadei dimua. Or if you have 100 measures of chulin and 1 measure of truma, so the halach is you have to take off the 1/100th and give it to a kohen. So that you're allowed to do ma'arvin loba. So you're allowed to use that even though it's got a little piece off of it. Now there's a major dispute in the Rishonim here. Rashi says, and Tosis in Dibra Maschil, Kidei say, that it's only if the challah was actually taken from the bread. If it was real challah, so then it's not a problem. So it's like you gave full challah. But if you actually gave challah already, and now you're going to break off a piece of the bread that's the size of challah, which we're going to learn in a minute, it's either 1/24th or 1/48th. So then it's no good. That's the way Rashi and Tosis understand. However, other Rishonim disagree. Tosa says you can apply the Mishnah that way, fine. However, the Rashba says that no. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul means any bread, even bread that you already took challah off of when it was dough. But now you're just going to take a little piece of it off. You want to feed it to your kid or whatever. 1/24th or 1/48th, we're going to learn in a minute. It's still kosher. And the Rush says this is more logical. Because it's all depending on fighting. So what's the difference? If it's missing stuff, so it's still going to cause... I'm sorry, 1 second. So the Rashi writes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul is talking about all bread, even bread that didn't need challah. If it's this and right, so the Rashi says it's logical, because since this then depends on fighting, so even if it's just a little bit, what's the difference if you had to take the challah or you didn't have to take the challah? At the end of the day, if it's missing a little bit, people aren't going to know whether you already took challah or not. All they're going to see is that, oh, you didn't give a full loaf. So if it's all about fighting, it should make no difference whether you had to take challah or didn't take challah. Now, Tosus and Dibra Maschil Kedei asks a question. Take a look. Well, let's read it inside. 8 lines down to Vim Tomar. Once the Brisa says you're allowed to be missing 1/24th or 1/48th, now I wasn't so good at math, but I know that 1/100th is less than 1 to 1/24 or 1/48. So what do you need the Braisa to say? If it's missing Kedei Chalasa, 1/24 or 1/48, it's good. And even if it's missing 1/100, Kedei Dimur, it's also good. What in the world do you have to say that for? So Tosas answers, Omri Disakadaitach, the Dimur came in the Chazi Hachi Lekohen, I feel put to Ikeva. Now you might have thought, since when it has the Truma and Chulin mixed in, so a Kohen's allowed to eat it like that, so you might have thought that you're not allowed to take it away, because this is totally perfectly good food for a Kohen. So maybe you have to leave it there. Interesting. But challah, even a Kohen has to be mafresh, apparently. It's pretty funny. The Kohen, when your wife, if the Ashes Kohen is baking challah, so she has to be mafresh challah and then feed it to her husband. But she has to be mafresh it. Sounds like from this Tosis, right? Even a Kohen is chayav to be mafresh challah. He could just be mafresh it and then eat it. But he has to be mafresh it also. Even a Kohen has to be mafresh challah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Asks the Gemara. Really? Bread that's lacking 1/24 or 1/48 is good to use for an Erev? Vatanya, kidei dimu'a ma'arvin loba, but kidei chalosa ain ma'arvin loba. Okay, this makes sense. If it's missing 1/100, that's okay. But if it's missing 1/24 or 1/48, the size of challah, you're not allowed to use it as an Erev, a contradiction. Loikasha. Ha b'chalas nachtom. Ha b'chalas balabayis. It depends if it's 1/24 or 1/48. The halacha is, this now we learned in the Mishnah, shir challah, echad me'esim varba. If you're just baking at home, ha'osi yisal atzmo, yisal mishpino, echad me'esim varba. However, so that's if you're just doing a private baking, 1/24. Nachtom shu'oslim kabashuk, but a baker who's baking thousands of breads, or v'chein ha'ish yaslim kabashuk, or a woman who's baking in order to sell, she's not a baker, but she's baking it in order to sell, then it's echad me'arba mishmona. Then the rabbis were more lenient and allowed you to give a lesser amount of challah, 1/48. So if it's the 1/48 amount, that's okay. But if it's the 1/24 amount, that's no good. Amar of Chista. Tafra b'kisim, let's say you attached the broken piece of challah with a toothpick. So it looks like the bread is still whole. I wouldn't want to take a bite out of that, but luckily nobody really needs to eat this thing, right? It's just serving there as an Erev. So if it's got a toothpick in it, ma'arvin loba, it looks like it's whole, so it's fine. It says more of a hatani ain ma'arvin loba. Didn't we learn at Braisa you're not allowed to use that? Lekasha, hadiyadiyah tifrei, hadaloyadiyah tifrei. Depends whether it's obvious that it was attached with a toothpick. If it was obvious, then you can't use it. If it's not obvious, then you can use it. I'm Reb Zera, I'm Reb Shmuel. Ma'arvin bepas orez bepas dochan. You're allowed to use rice bread or millet bread. No. I heard Shmuel say no. Pas orez ma'arvin. Pas orez ma'arvin and pas dochan ein ma'arvin. Rice bread, yes, but millet rice, no. Millet bread, no. And Rabbeinu Yohanan explains, people do eat rice bread, so it's considered to be bread for an Erev, but millet bread people don't use. Amar b'chem rav and amar rav, ma'arvin pas adoshim. You're allowed to use lentil bread. Inni, is this so? There was a certain bread they used to make during the days of Shmuel, made out of lentils. Vishadi lakabe velo achala. Shmuel threw it to his dog, and even his dog didn't eat it. You call that bread? It's like some of the health food I have to eat now. Says the Gemara, hahi dishar minim havai. That was lentil bread, but it also was made out of. It was also made out of a lot of other stuff. Like the famous bread in the Navi Yecheskel talks about, that the Navi baked to tell Klal Yisrael that a famine was coming. So he baked this bread and made people eat it to show them that it's going to be very difficult. They're going to have nothing to eat. Dechsev, the Yecheskel got the following nevuah. Va'ata kach lecha chitin usorin upul va'adoshim v'dochan v'kusmin spelt and millet and beans and lentils and bread and wheat and barley, mix it all together and make it into bread. This is a siman to the famine that was going to come during the siege around Yerushalayim. People don't eat this stuff. And only, it's the stuff that you eat when you're starved. I'll even eat it when I'm starved. That's one answer. Rav Papa Amar, no. The reason they didn't eat that It was roasted in coals that were made out of human excrement. Well, that might be a reason people might not want to eat it. Dechsev, v'hi b'glali tzoas adam t'ugena le'ineim. Cook it in human excrement, coals made of human excrement to the eyes, in front of the eyes of the Jewish people. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean by the beginning of that pasuk? Mai v'ugas se'orim tochlenam Rav Chista l'shi'urim. It meant in terms of the format. Rav Chista said, don't eat too much of it, only eat a little bit the way hungry people eat. Rav Papa Amar Arivasa, it's the shape. Ka'arevas or make it like the shape of barley that people don't care about. V'lo ka'arevas chitim, not like the shape of wheat bread that people do care about. Let's continue. Next Mishnah. Nosin Adam ma'al chenvani ulanachtom k'day sheyizkalo eruv. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Now, we know there's a halacha, gentlemen, that if you want to buy metaltolin, so Rabbi Yochanan says, even though midoraisa, money can buy metaltolin, but the rabbis made a decree midrabbanan that any movable object, you don't own it until you actually do meshicha. You have to take it in your hand and bring it to you. Because the rabbis were worried, if you pay for something and don't do meshicha, so while it's still by the mocher, let's say a fire comes, the mocher is not going to run to go protect the stuff because it's not his anymore, it's yours. So the rabbis said, midrabbanan, you don't own with money. You can't make a kinyan with money, only meshicha. However, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the rabbis were lenient when it comes to an Eruv because they wanted to allow people to make Eruvin. So they relaxed that requirement and said that even money can acquire. So therefore says the Mishnah, Nosin Adam Balachanvani, Ulanachtom, Kidei, Sheyizkalobe Eruv. So if you, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, you have a baker in your Mavoi, so just give the baker some money, and when they come around collecting for the bread, just give some bread. I'm buying the bread with the money. Give some bread for my Eruv. So Rabbi Lez says that works. The Chachamim say no. The rabbis didn't relax it. Only Meshicha's Kone. And you didn't do Meshicha. And Rashi says, even if the baker will make a Kinyan on your behalf for other bread, since that's not what you're intending, that doesn't work because Eruv Chatzeros doesn't work Shalom Midato. That's the way Rashi and Tosus learn this line in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah continues, Umodim, the Chacham of Mitter Rabbi Eliezer, B'shar kol adam, if it's not a baker, Shezachol lo ma'osav. That in that case, you're giving the money just to pay him for his shlichus to be mezaka erev on you. So that would work, because the money's not buying the wheat, the bread, the money's just a payment for a service that he should go be mezaka the erev for you. So if it's not a baker, if it's a baker, the baker wants to keep the money because he wants to sell the bread to you. So that's why it doesn't work. But if it's not a baker, you're just paying him the money and saying, go make an Eruv. She'ein ma'arvin l'adam l'midata. This is going back on the line before. That's what Rashi and Tosfos learned. The reason why this doesn't work by the baker, because it's going to come out that if the baker just acquires bread on your behalf, that's not what you intended. You intended to buy the bread, and you're not allowed to buy the bread with the money, so it doesn't work. She'ein ma'arvin l'adam l'midata. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. When do we say that I can't acquire an Eruv on your behalf without your knowledge? That's Eruv Tchumen, like we said yesterday. You can't do it by Tchumen because you might want to go right, and I'll make an Eruv Tchumen to your left. So that's not considered to be a Zchus for you. But when it comes to carrying, who doesn't want to carry? It's a Zchus. Aval Beiruvei Chatzeros, Ma'arvin Ladatov Shelo Ladato. But when it comes to Eruv Chatzeros, I'm allowed to acquire something even without your knowledge. Because I can make a kinyan without your knowledge if it's a zchus. But by Eruv Chatziris, everybody wants to carry. As Dr. Joe said a couple of days ago, did anybody come around asking you if you're interested in joining the Eruv in Woodmere? We assume it's a zchus. So the guy at my earlier Daf Yomi shir, I give another shir at 5:15. So the guy in the earlier said, wait, but they asked me for money. So they did ask me if I wanted. They asked me to contribute. They did ask me if I want to join the Eruv. Okay. Aval Beiruvei Chatzeros, Ma'arvin L'dat Shelo L'dat, L'fisha Zachlon Shelo B'fanav, Ve'echav L'dat Shelo B'fanav. Says the Gemara, my time with the Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason that Rabbi Eliezer says that money works over here? Halo Mashach, you didn't do a Meshicha. Rabbi Lezer says that there's four times a year, four times where the butchers were working overtime because people wanted a lot of meat, that we assume automatically that for me to make a kinyan for you and the meat, that money works to make a kinyan because everybody wants to buy. So we Rabbi Lezer said that for Erev purposes, the rabbis relaxed the requirement of doing Meshicha just like the rabbis relaxed the requirement of doing Meshicha for a butcher four times a year. As the Gemara is about to explain, what are the four times a year? Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah. And some say even Yom Kippur. So, Disnan, we learned in a Mishnah in Chulin, Barba Prakim Elu, these four times a year, Mashchitin Es HaTabach Baal Karcho, once one guy comes to pay even $1, we make the butcher slaughter a $1,000 animal, even if a guy just comes, he wants to buy $1 worth of meat. Vafilu shor shave elef dinar, even an ox worth 1,000 dinars. Ve'in la lokeach dinarecha, the guy only wants to buy 1 dinar's worth of food. The guy paid before yontif 1 dinar. Even if he doesn't have other people buying. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, if we know for sure that there's nobody else buying, we don't force him. Because by Mammon, we follow evaluation. And and it's clear that no one else is buying. He's the only guy in the city. But it means that we're not sure. We could assume. Kofenos, Ein l'kei l'yerechad kofenos l'shchot. We force him to shecht. L'fikach. Therefore, since we consider the buyer as the owner of this piece of meat already, in Mace, if the ox dies, he loses his money. In this case, Mace Lalokech, the guy loses money, because we consider him to have already purchased it just with the money. Mace Lalokech. Ask the Gemara, Halo Mashach, I didn't do Meshicha. We're talking about where you did do Meshicha. Says Gemara, what do you mean? If you did Meshicha, what's the whole story? Ihachi, Ema Seifa. Bashar Yemos Hashana, all the other times of the year, Eno came. So we don't make you shecht, and therefore, if the animal dies, you don't lose your money. Lefika chemes meis lamocher. Am I hamoshach? If you did meshicha already, then what's the question? It says it while you're right. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. It's like laolam b'shalom mashach. No, really, you didn't do meshicha. Hacha b'mayaskinim shezikaloi de'acher. So you didn't do meshicha. You paid money, but the guy made a kinyan for you through somebody else, even though you didn't appoint that guy as a shliach. But the mocher, the seller, was mezakeh you aydei acher, and it's considered to be a zchus. By bar prokim el these four times a year, we could assume you for sure want the meat. The zchus ulo zachen lalad mishlo b'fanim shayimos hashana. The rest of the days of the year chov ulo, it's costing you a lot of money. Ain chaven lal el b'fanim. So we don't necessarily know that you want the meat. So therefore, I can't make you lose without your knowledge. Again, agav, I didn't understand. If the guy already gave you money to pay for the meat, even not those four times a year, I don't see why it's a chov. I didn't chop that exactly, but you got to look at the sugi there in Chul, and I didn't have time to look it up. I don't exactly understand this, but the Gemara assumes that only those four times a year, it's considered to be an automatic zechus for you to have the meat, but the other four times a year, meat's very expensive. We don't necessarily know that you want it. I don't get it. I thought we're talking about a case where the guy already paid for the meat beforehand, so obviously he wants it. I didn't fully understand that. That's one answer. Rav Ila Amar, Rav Yochanan, Rav Ila said, "Name Rav Yochanan." Barba Prokem Elu Hamidacham is the Ramah Devei Torah. No, he gives a different answer. This answer I understand very well. These four times a year, money acquires. We went back to the Dindo Raisa. Even though usually you need Meshicha, but here Mido Raisa, we allow the money to acquire. Money acquires. Why the rabbis say that money doesn't acquire? You need to do Mashiach, you need to own it. We're afraid that a fire will happen and the mocher won't go to protect it because he already sold it. And the mocher will say to the lokech, sorry, Charlie, I know you paid me for all this wheat, but I had a fire the other day. And the fire burnt up all your wheat. So therefore the rabbi said, we don't want just the money to acquire. The only time you own it is when you actually bring the wheat into your possession. If the meat is still by the mocher, then you don't own it. Because we want the mocher to go protect it. In case of fire, we don't have an incentive to go protect it. Says the Gemara. So this that Rabbi Avoda said, the Rabbi Lezer holds that we made the din of Erev like the four times a year. That's like Rabbi Yochanan, who said that four times a year the rabbis said metaltelin are acquired by kesef. The Rabbi Lezer holds that in order to allow people to carry on Shabbos, the rabbis relaxed the requirement of requiring Mashicha. They said Moos Hakonis Beli Mashicha. But the Chachamim say no, that even by an Erev you have to do Mashicha, and therefore money doesn't work. Let's continue. Last little bit over here. Umodim b'shar kol adam. The Chacham agreed to Rabbi Lezer by a non-baker that it works. Says the Gemara, man shar kol adam. Amarav balabais. Any non-baker or store owner who doesn't usually sell bread or wine. So it works. V'chein amar shmuel balabais. Amar shmuel lo shanu ela nachtom. When do we say it doesn't work to do it without your knowledge? That's by a baker. Aval balabayis kone. But by a balabayis, if the balabayis makes a kinyan on behalf of you, even if you gave money, it works. Because the money is just a shlichas. V'amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela ma'a. When do we say that it works? When do we say that it does not work if I give money to a baker? Ella ma, that's if I give money. Aval kli, if I gave him a vessel to do a kinyan chalipin with. Right, what's a kinyan chalipin? That I could just give a kli. I give a vessel and I could acquire ownership. It's a symbolic. It's not the money. It's just a symbolic thing. Like, you know, at a wedding, it's similar to at a wedding where the rabbi will give the chasen by the ksuba. I'll say, here, lift this up, right? What's he lifting up? Or by the tenoyim where the father lifts up something. The two fathers. So it's a symbolic kinyan. That's called chalipin. Even though by the wedding, nothing's actually really transferring ownership. So it's not exactly the same thing, but it's a similar type of concept. So by chalipin, if I say I want you to acquire the wine or the bread with chalipin, then it would work, kona. Then it would work even by the baker. The baker or the store owner could do it. Why is that? Because the chenvani is acquiring the kli, so the lokech right away gets ownership of the wine. Even though Rabbi Yochanan said normally you need mashicha, that's only by kinyan kesef, but not by chalipin. Tosis above Masi explains, since by chalipin the owner didn't yet get the money. He didn't get the money yet. So he's going to go run to protect the chitim. So it's not a problem of, by chalipin there's no problem. Where I give you the money, that's a problem. He's got his money ready. He's not going to go protect the wheat. But if I do a kinyan chalipin, Tosfos Bava Masi explains, we're not worried that he's not going to protect it. So therefore it works.
It works even by a butler. Gishma. Okay, fine. Good. When do we say that if you give money it doesn't work, where he said I want my money to acquire the bread or the wine? Aval amar aravli, but if he said just make an eruv for me, shliach shavya, so then he's not vikani, then he's not actually buying the wine or the wheat, he's just appointing the baker as a shliach to do it on his behalf. And therefore, it's going to work. It's going to work. So the money is not payment for the wheat. The money is just a payment for a shlichas to go make a kinyan on my behalf. But I'm asking to get the stuff for free for the Erev. So then it would work.
Amar Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah said, "Bamedvar mamurim, that you could only make an Erev midas, the person that's Erev tchumen, but arev chatzeros." We assume it's his chus. So even if the guy doesn't give his das, you're allowed to do it on behalf of somebody else. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We follow Rabbi Yehuda. By Erev Chatzeris, you need his das, it's a chov. But by Erev Tchumen, halacha is like that you don't even need his das. You can do it even without the guy's das.
I'm sorry, by Erev Chatzeros, or should do Mavos, you can do without his Das. V'lo od, el kol makom shoshana Rabbi Yehuda be'erevin, anytime Rabbi Yehuda offered his opinion by Erevin, halacha kemoso. Apparently Rabbi Yehuda was a big bucky in Erevin, we follow his halacha. Amalei Rav Chana bagadita l'Rav Yehuda. Amar Shmuel afil b'mavoi shenit l'karosav o l'chayav. Really? Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, even by the case of a mavoi where the korah falls down or the lechi falls down on Shabbos, that Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to continue to carry. Amalei be'eruvin amarti lach v'lo b'mechitzis. No, I was only talking about the laws of acquiring an Erev on behalf of a Chatzer, but not by the laws of Mechitzas. And by a Mavoi where the Lechi or the Korah falls down, that's a Din of Mechitza. There we do not follow Rabbi Yehuda. And if the Lechi or the Korah falls down, you may not continue to carry. Omele Rav Acha Barid Rav Rav Ashi Halacha Mechlal De Pligi. If you tell me that we the halachas of Rabbi Yehuda, that sounds like there's that the Chachamim would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they would hold even Eruv Chatzeros, you need his das. Ask the Gemara of the Ha'amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kol Malkam Shama Rabbi Yehuda Emasai Ubameh B'Mishnasenu Eino El Lefarish Derech Chachamim. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Emasai or Bamedvar Mamurim, like we have in our Mishnah, Bamed Varmum, he's not coming to argue. He's just coming to explain. So there's no machlokas. Ask the Gemara, really? Before we bring the answer to this, the Gemara says, V'lo pligi, really? Tell me, then they're not arguing about Erev Chatzer Shlomi Das, V'anan Tanan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah earlier, in yesterday's daf, Nitosvu Alein, if more people joined afterwards, after they made the Erev, Mosif umizaka vitzarech lodia. You got to tell him. So obviously we hold that you can't do it. Shlomi Das says going no. Hasam bechatzer shebein shnei mavos. That's talking about a case of a chatzer in between two mavois that we don't know which one he wants to join. There, even Rabbi Yehuda admits that you got to ask him. But if there's only one doorway, so we assume for sure he wants to join. Ask the Gemara. No, how can you say it's talking about a chatzer between two mavois? Amar of Shizbi, Amar of Chista, Zoso Meres, that we could learn from that din that you have to tell him. Chalukin Lov Chaver Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? We quoted Rav Shizbi said from that case. You see that the Chacham argue and they say you do have to tell him. So according to Shimon Levi, he's coming to explain. So now the Gemara goes back to answer. Go to the answers. So Rav Ashi answers Ella. Gavra Karamis, you're asking a question from one Amora who said that halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and the other Amora who says that nobody argues. Marasavar pligi, marasavar lo pligi, don't ask me kashas. One Amora holds that Chachamim argue in Rabbi Yehuda and say that even by Erev Chatzeres you have to tell him. And the other Amora says, no, nobody argues in Rabbi Yehuda. Everybody agrees, and when it comes to Erev Chatzeres, you do not have to ask for permission. We assume everybody wants to carry, so I don't have to tell them that I'm joining you in my Erev Chatzeres. Everybody wants to carry. Rabosai, thank you very much for joining. We will stop here. Tomorrow, we'll get to the thrilling conclusion of the 7th parak of Erevin. Begin the 8th parak. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7:05. Thank you very much for joining. Have a wonderful day. Parsha Shir 8:15. I put it in the chat. Are you not in the Parsha Shir chat?
No, I am. I didn't get to all the chats there, Rabina.
Oh, okay.